Welcome back. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 730 WTNT, The Truth. My next guest, you'll recognize Tony Blankley. He is the author of American Grit, What It Will Take to Survive and Win in the 21st Century. And he's vice president of the Edelman Public Relations Firm here in Washington. And his piece today in the Washington Times is entitled, We the People Still Resonates. And Tony, I must admit, when I read this, I could almost see you sitting in the easy chair, kicked back with the pipe in hand, reminiscing about Christmas 1991. Explain that.
Well, everything but the pipe is true. I was in the living room, my favorite stuffed chair, and I was reminiscing. I started with thinking about Christmas of 1991, which was the day, Christmas Day, in which the Soviet Union formally ended its existence. Mm-hmm. Gorbachev resigned, the Soviet Union went out of business, and I was sort of thinking through various memorable holidays, thinking about the season that we're approaching. Thanksgiving this week, I'd already started my cooking on that, and so that's the remarkable moment of December 25th, 1991, and I remember thinking at the time, well, what a relief, what a providential gift that we were, no longer had a nuclear duel with the Soviets, and then I thought, well, the world's politics get really boring now that the Soviets are gone, and of course I was wrong, and then contemplating from that how the world continues to baffle and horror and terrify and excite us all.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because as soon as I read this, I thought back to my days back in the early 60s being in school where I was forced to go out in the hall and put my head down under a desk in case of an attack because we were so worried about, Russia's involvement in Cuba. And it was, and you're right. When Russia fell, when it finally went, I just kind of rejoiced in knowing that nuclear threat, no longer a factor. I don't have to worry about any bad guys in the world. Here we go. On to the future.
Yeah. I mean, I know I worked in the Reagan, on the White House staff from 83 until the end, till 89. And, I was on the domestic and speech writing side and communications, but I had friends in on the security side. And you would hear these rumored stories of near miscalculations between us and the Soviets, something up in Norway once with a test missile, and you just became alive to the terrible danger and thus the tremendous sense of false relief, as it turns out, because man has a habit of risking civilization over and over again, of course.
Yeah. And now you move on to Europe's future. What happens?
I don't know. I mean, Europe, of course, has come upon us with the danger that I think even, 2 years ago, nobody was thinking of. I mean, Europe, whatever its, socialist problems, did not look like an imminent catastrophe for economic catastrophe for the planet, which it certainly does now. And I've started following it and, as you know, been writing more columns about it as it emerges. And that was the other piece of my column. I was reading in Der Spiegel, the German sort of leading news weekly on their website, and happily it's in English translation. I was reading a quote from a leading social democrat who sort of tends to be somewhere between liberal and socialist, and he was saying, I'll just get the quote, talking about the danger Europe faces, an opportunity to change the world. Why, for example, shouldn't it be possible for the Europeans to pull together, just as the 13 new American states did in 1787 for their constitutional convention? But after a long struggle, they managed to constitute themselves under the motto, We the People. The Americans enshrined the pursuit of happiness in the Declaration of it, and he goes on to talk about how the Europeans could do the same thing. And that's sort of the burden of my column. When I saw that, I thought, well, isn't that something? Our jaded European cousins, the socialists, all the rest, that they're finding inspiration in our founding words of we the people and pursuit of happiness. And just as we're sort of becoming, are we declining? Are we no longer, true to ourselves? Where should we go? And we find, of all things, German socialists and leading ones rhapsodizing about the American foundation. So that's my sense was, okay, it's good enough for them. It should be good enough for us. So let's cling to our we the people.
Yeah. If they don't pull together, what is their future?
Well, I mean, I think in the medium to long term, it would be dramatically terrible. You would have more or less individual nation states trading and doing business with each other as nation states. But the transition from the semi-federation or union that they've been building towards since World War II through the European Common Market and the euro currency for 17 of the countries, the ending of that, which is what all the experts say is certainly a possibility now, would be extraordinarily disorienting. Obviously, huge investments would, with these dramatic currency shifts going back to the drachma and the lira and all the rest. Who knows? But everyone's concerned that a lot of banks, a lot of investors around the world would go bankrupt because of the currency valuation shifts. And it could create quite a contractive economic cycle for Europe and perhaps the world. After all, Europe is 25% of world economic activity. We're 25% by ourselves. The Europeans together are another 25%. So it's a lot of economic activity to be in contraction, if it should, and it will affect us. We trade more with the Europeans than with anyone else. So it's a big deal, and nobody knows what's going to happen, and all the experts are fretting. And at the same time, there's sort of a reemerging sense of national pride and concern in the middle class in Europe saying, well, wait a sec, let's look out for our interests, not for the Italians or the Greeks or somebody else. So you've got these very strong third parties appearing in Finland and, mm-hmm. and northern Italy and Hungary. And so it's a fascinating moment. I don't know what the answer is, though.
Yeah. We the People still resonates. Words that inspired a new world can rejuvenate the old one. That is what Tony Blankley has presented to you in today's Washington Times. What will you be presenting at the dinner table on Thursday? You said you were preparing.
Oh, boy. We've got about 20 people who are coming to dinner. I made the turkey stock last night. It took about 7 hours. I made 3 different cranberry relishes.
Wow.
And I'll be making 5 different stuffings.
Man.
It'll be good, I think. And my famous apple ginger butter sauce.
You are quite the chef. I have this vision of seeing you in your kitchen right now with a big hat on.
Well, I won't have a hat, but I will be a mess, and I will be cooking up a fury.
Happy Thanksgiving, Tony. Thanks
Happy
for joining us.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Take care. Tony Blankley here at 730 WTNT. The Truth, it's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times.